Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Strap in, youngins.
In the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Headlines brought to you by McDonald's. Make sure you check out those Minute Maid slushies. They are delicious, a variety of flavors at McDonald's for only a dollar, guys. And they are good. Guys have hit us up and said we've tried them. Hey, with that said, Mike, talking about the NBA playoffs last night, it was Boston whipping up on the Wizards, 123-101. And Isaiah Thomas, as I said, did not have to do as much as people thought he might. You know, people were saying, oh, he's going to have 50. He didn't, because he got help. Avery Bradley was amazing last night. Avery Bradley, 29 points, 12 of 19 shooting. Here's what Bradley had to say, talking about wanting to take big shots for his team, but more importantly, put his team up, because with the win last night, they are now up 3-2 in this series, and the Boston Celtics have a chance to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Here's Avery.
Isaiah texted me for the game, Mike Gorman. They told me they felt like it was going to be a big game for me, and my mindset was just to come out and be aggressive. I wanted to be aggressive. I wanted to make those guys work on both ends of the floor, and for this team, I wanted to bring my all. I wanted to take the shot, open shots that were there, and make plays for guys, and that's what I tried to do tonight.
Now, I was just informed Mike Gorman, which I didn't realize is their TV guy. He was also, that's who said, Mike Gorman called me. Mm-hmm. Isaiah called me. Everybody was in my ear saying, hey, we need you to step your game up. He did, 29 points last night for Avery Bradley.
The Spurs, as you know, in action in the Western Conference Finals. Do you think they could win in Houston in this series with a gimpy Kawhi Leonard?
No. And I know Kawhi wants to play.
I think it's going seven. Don't you guys think it's going seven?
I do.
Yeah, I do.
And here's the other part of this, Mike. If you're Pop, do you rest Kawhi tonight and say, you know what? If we lose, fine. If we win, okay, great. But if we lose, let's take it back home.
Yeah, he doesn't have the quality of another Kawhi coming off the bench. But he's got some young guys there who can surprise you with a 20-point game. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't take that chance of putting him out there tonight and he aggravates that ankle even further and then you don't have him for game seven. And that's what you'll be thinking about all summer long if they lose the series.
Game's at 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN. Mike mentioned it. Hockey, two game sevens last night. The Capitals fell again to get out of the second round, and the Penguins beat them 2-0, man. It was incredible to watch simply because, I'll be honest, last night I thought it was going to be Washington. I really did.
Jarvis can't wait to play cut number four, a one-timer from Brian Rust.
And he's taken out of the play by Niskanen. And it's turned back over to Gensel. Here's Gensel. It's 1-0.
As the sound of the background, that was the souls of Caps fans dying inside the arena. And that's exciting. How could you fall asleep, Jarvis, with that? I mean, you nodded off even during that highlight.
Yeah, it was very exciting, Mike.
All right, well, let's switch gears to Anaheim and see if you get fired up as Nick Ritchie goes right under the armpit of the Oilers goaltender.
Gets laps loose, plays it across, Perry in front, and it just went wide. I think he was looking for a redirect. Here's a shot, scores! Nick Ritchie!
That's excitement, Jarvis. And they held out of that 2-1 lead. They advanced to the conference finals against the Preds.
That they did. You couldn't follow the puck? What was the problem, Jarvis? I don't understand.
It was right there, guys.
Yeah.
It was really good stuff.
You know what? Someday, if we ever get hockey back in here, we'll bring back the Homie on a Bony program, Jarvis, where we introduce hockey to inner-city children.
Hashtag brothers love hockey, too.
Hey, Sports Illustrated has our Falcons taking a small step back 2017. They got us at 10-6, Mike. We both said, listen, based on what we know right now, we'll know a lot more here in a couple of months once camp gets underway. But just based on the personnel, I still think we can win 11 games.
Yeah, I mean, and that's not being a homer. You're just looking at the schedule, which, as you said, you don't know who's going to come up and be better than you thought it was going to be. But you still like your chances and at least splitting. Let's just say for argument's sake, you split the division and win two of those other games or lose two of those other games. Maybe, you know, on the road to Seattle. Heck, we nearly won there last year, and we were a better team. We're going to be better defensively. Nobody can account for what kind of injuries we get. Knock wood. We do have that early bye week. That's the only thing I don't like about this schedule.
I don't either. It comes really early, and then you got a long rest of the season. Some NFL news and notes. The NFL denies Josh Gordon's reinstatement bid. You remember Josh Gordon, don't you?
Yeah. likes that weed.
Very talented wide receiver trying to get back in the league. The league denies his reinstatement bid. Meanwhile, the Bucks bring back former Falcon cornerback. You remember Robert McClain?
Remember the time McClain was detonating all over Peyton Manning? Remember that Monday night game, or was it a Sunday night game? McClain had a pick against Peyton in the red zone. It was like, I think Peyton's like second game as a Bronco. But he's always been a good fit for Smitty, so he'll be down there. Watch out in the nickel package for the Bucks.
And Blaine Gabbert has a job, Mike. Colin Kaepernick doesn't. But Blaine Gabbert has a job, Mike.
Well, I mean, if you figure it, Blaine was starting over Cap a little bit there for the flick. The touchdown to pick numbers were okay, but there were still so many weeks where he didn't score for that offense. I don't know what to tell you. I think, yes. Do people want to say there's an agenda? Well, you know what? Go prove it. If they are locking this, they're blackballing this kid and locking him out.
You want to use that phrase?
Well, what else? Blackball is what you use. I mean, it's applicable. I mean, I'm sorry.
He's black and he plays football, so yeah, there you go.
You want to use that phrase?
Yeah, every time that we go down this road, I feel like I'm in the prison yard with a young Malcolm X, and we're in the dictionary, because every word always Jarvis gives me the look. Why is it blackballed? Now, the point is,
you want your cornbread.
I mean, so, but in the case of a Kaepernick, I mean, this, it's just the optics here are a little funky, because you could make the argument there's worse guys getting a check as a backup in the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing about free speech. You have your free speech, and then people have their opinions, and then owners don't want to hire you because of the other people's opinions.
It's true. I've said this about Cap, and you know, some guys have gotten at me and gone at me, and I said, listen, he has not been good the last few years. If you solely want to base it on football, all right, and I think a lot of these teams are, but I also think a lot of these teams are basing it on the political views. I just do. And if Blaine Gabbert's got a job, he signs with Arizona.
Right.
So Arizona signs a former backup to a contract. But, yeah, this is a story that's just not going away simply because you're seeing other guys around the league. Now, here's the deal, guys. Jay Cutler didn't get a job, and Jay Cutler decided, okay, I'm going to go to the broadcast booth. Mm. Now, I don't know what the aspirations for Colin Kaepernick are, but is he done? Done?
No, I think somebody will be forced to make a phone call if there's a backup that gets hurt or something. Because, look, of the 32 quarterbacks that, there's more than 32 that got a chance to start last year in the NFL. Cap had the 26th lowest quarterback rating. He did throw a ton more touchdowns and picks. But there's a couple of weeks where there was I apologize for not knowing off the top of my head. 12 quarters in a row they didn't score.
Right.
An offensive touchdown when he was under center. I mean, that's a problem. So, look, and if you know the history of Carl and I working together, I thought back in the day he was going to be the next big thing. I thought him and Harbaugh was going to be great. I think a lot of people thought, you know, Chip Kelly going out there was going to reinvigorate his career, and it just didn't happen.
It surely hasn't. I'll tell you who needs some juice right now, and it's our Braves, man. They will start a 3-game set against the Marlins on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Brian Snicker talking about the team right now, man, is just in a bad spot, Mike. After losing again yesterday, they lose both games in that 2-game quick interleague play with the Astros. Here's Brian Snicker.
Rough go right now and everything. We're going to get right down to it. I mean, it's you know, we just got to keep grinding and working and you know, eventually you handle something like this and, you know, the good things will happen on the other end.
Jeez.
He sounds really defeated, guys.
Wow. Sounds like you and me after the Super Bowl.
Well, Freddy Gonzalez before he got fired.
It's very Freddy Gonzalez-like. You're right.
Play that one more time, Jarvis. This is Brian Snicker after the L.
Rough go right now and everything. We're going to get right down to it. I mean, it's you know, we just got to keep grinding and working and
and so tears here.
You know, eventually you handle something like this and, you know, the good things will happen on the other end of it.
Wow. That's... Sounds like a guy who's trying to convince himself reading a self-help book, right? You know what I mean? It's like
they like me. They really, really like me.
Persistence will pay off if I follow the. No, this is tough. And we talked yesterday with Grant McCauley about it. And I said, look, if Bartolo continues to stink, I said, well, they give this guy a release, and they're not because they'd have to eat too much money on this, you know, 1-year deal. But here's the thing: I do think that if Bartolo can at least get it cooking a little bit, he'll be somebody around the trade deadline. Somebody's going to want him, right? Because he does have he's got a reputation of a guy that can maybe step up in some big moments for you. So that's one thing perhaps you can have. We can trade for more arms. But, guys, this is it. It's a rebuild. This is what a rebuild looks like. Freddie Freeman hitting and not a whole lot else. Although Matt Kemp does have an 11-game hitting streak.
He does. Freddie Freeman, by the way, he's batting, or should I say hitting the ball well, Mike, but the problem is runners in scoring position. As a matter of fact, Snicker talked about this. This is part of the problem with scoring runs with this team right now.
You know, I wish it was like an easy fix. You wish there was something you could do, say, whatever, to make it not be like that. But just the way it happens sometimes. But he's been phenomenal all year.
Man, we were pulling for Snicker to get the permanent gig right after that finish. They had a great finish of the season last year. Come on, Snicky. Hang in there.
Hang in there.
You got to have heart. All you really need is heart. Come on, who's with me? Jarvis, Arthur? Come on.
You got to have heart.
Yeah.
All
right.
To have heart.
Okay. We'll see where this goes.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what
I'm going back to hockey.
he's what a rebuild looks like here.
He's not going anywhere though.
No, we like Snitker. He did a nice job, and he's the guy for the.
And nor should he.
No, but
they knew what this was going to be.
The pitching is struggling, so
you know. And by the way, this is not saying the Braves won't run off a few games, but in my experience of covering baseball, Mike, bad teams this early in the season show you what mm-hmm. they are. And this is a bad team. Five but, game losing streaks, well, three different times already, and we're not even to the month of June.
Well, they were pretty awful for Freddie last year. Maybe they're just slow starters.
No.
I've just thrown it out there. The good news is plenty of great seats available. I got a call from Aunt Matilda. I've got to go get some tickets for next weekend's homestand. So she's on her way up from Florida. So I'm looking forward to being up there. So
if you see
me and Aunt Matilda, she can buy you a beer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.